How fast is the river? How deep is it? All of these different things are going to influence the shape of your stream. So if you're way up in the mountains where the bed has a relatively steep slope, you're going to tend to see a straighter stream. Your water's just cutting on down that mountain. It's moving. It's got places to go. As you get out onto the plains, where that slope is less, you're going to tend to see a meandering pattern where your river's just kind of taking its time moving along. And it's going to cut these curves and twists in it. So what's going to make a stream change from that straight stream that we saw up in the mountains to the meandering stream out on the plains? Some things that change as we go along a stream from its headwaters to its mouth. Most streams become wider, deeper, and faster as you go downstream. So why might that be? What factors are changing that are going to cause that increase in width, depth, and speed? As you go down your river, it's not just that one single river. There are tributary streams and creeks and rivers that are joining that river as you go downstream. Each of those tributaries is adding water. And so as you're adding volume to your main river, you're going to increase the width and the depth and the velocity of that stream. So as you go downstream and you're adding in that water from all those tributaries, that's going to cause these changes. Now, along with those changes in terms of width, depth, and velocity, let's go back to this idea of meandering versus straight streams. And how do we get these different shapes? In a meandering system, we tend to see these rivers occur where we have more suspended load in our river, so we have finer grained material that the river is moving. We have banks that are very, very stable. So we're in areas maybe where there's lots of vegetation that's holding those banks and keeping them stable. There's not a whole lot of variability in the flow. So it's not like when you're up in the mountains and there are flash floods when there's a brief thunderstorm. These rivers don't see that kind of flash flooding. They're calmer. When they do flood, it's not a whole lot of fun, but they don't have that variability. And, critically, they have a very low slope angle to their bed. Now, if you have all the opposite, if you have more bed load, you have bigger material that your stream is moving, you have flash floods, so your material is being moved in these highly variable flows, and you have a higher slope to your bed, then you're going to have braided or straight channel patterns. Let's take just 2 minutes to think about how a meandering stream develops its curves. When we look at a meandering stream,